ADADIX. Yep. No, I'm just testing it today or whatever. Like I said, I'm usually connected to the MSU. I usually have ELMA, our repeater, the Grasham County Amateur Radio Association repeater at ELMA College. I usually have that connected over EchoLink to the Michigan State University repeater for about a year now. But we've had some email conversations and whatnot, I guess. One of our members of our club has been in communication with the Northern Michigan link, which I honestly didn't even know existed till yesterday or 2 days ago. I use the IRIS system frequently. And, the Central Michigan Emergency Network, kind of on the east side of the state. I'm on that every once in a while. Not nearly as much as the Independent Repeater Association, but every once in a while. But, yeah, I honestly didn't even know this system existed until the last day or two. So, yeah, we're working on maybe having at least one of our repeaters, if not multiple of our repeaters, be connected permanently with these guys. So I just figured I'd at least connect temporarily and test it out, see how it's going. So, but I'm just using EchoLink, not All-Star for the time being. I have All-Star on an app on my phone, but I don't know a lot about it. I don't know that you can even run it on a Windows laptop, and it sounds like it's kind of a Linux-based platform and all that. So I've got a lot to learn about All-Star, but I like it. I know that's what they're using for a lot of repeater linking on multiple systems. So it seems good. I like it. I just have a lot more experience with EchoLink, and that's what I have available to me currently. So, but yeah, we'll be connecting with them with All-Star if we have, like, a permanent connection, if and or when. Like I said, we're working on a new site in north end of Montcalm County. That should have, hopefully, a pretty good footprint. So that one we may be linking up permanently on this system. So kind of a win-win for everybody, potentially, hopefully. KDADIX.